So once again, we're on page 60. Kuf Mem Tes, the middle siman on the page. So yesterday we ended up with in siman Kuf Mem Tes, and again we had a little historical background here about the idea that they used to put the Sefer Torah somewhere else, and the Sefer Torah would be kept in a different place other than the shul. Either the shul would get vandalized, or the shul was outside the city, as we discussed, a variety of reasons. So we talked about folding up the bima, putting away the bima, but we're escorting the Sefer Torah out. So along those lines, we get the Kuf Mem Tes. So Chaim says the following. So again, keep in mind. Again, not like what we do that Baruch Hashem should continue, that we have a shul, we have an Aron Kodesh, we leave the Sifrei Torah here. Okay, we have to lock up one of the Aron Kodesh, but again, in those times, or I remember, unfortunately, when we had the L.A. riots, remember that? So for that Shabbos, we took all the Sifrei Torah out of the shul, except for one. We had one Sifrei Torah here. And we took all the Sefer Torah and put them on my mother's house for the Shabbos until things settled down a little bit. So, Machab says, "Ain't that Sefer Rishayim Lot Seis Mebesach Knesses Achias Niwa a Sefer Torah that the people are not allowed to leave until they put away the Sefer Torah." Now, again, of course, the Machaber here is also talking about. Let's say you have it in shul. You keep the Sefer Torah in shul. That's obviously another possibility. So people shouldn't leave until they put away the Sefer Torah. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that this is talking about, let's say in a shul, where the custom is to put, Minog Svard is to put away the Sefer Torah after Uval Tzion. For the way we do it, Ashkenazim, it's not so applicable so much, because you're not allowed to leave until you say the Kedusha and Uval Tzion. You don't want to miss that Kedusha. You talked about this before, how important the Kedusha, the Sidra is in Uval Tzion. So you won't want to leave anyways. I mean, let's put it this way. I'm not talking about an individual, we're talking about a tzibur. So we couldn't have all of a sudden everybody picking up and leaving, but we don't have a minion to say Uval Tzion. Right? So according to our minion, the Sefer Torah is already back. But if you go according to the other minhag that the Sefer Torah is put back after Uval Tzion, so they had a minyan for Uval Tzion. Now they have to put away the Sefer Torah. So let's say people want to, the minyan wants to leave. So then you'd say, okay, so everybody can leave. We said the Kiddush already. And the Gabbai, the Shamas, somebody will put back the Sefer Torah. So you're not allowed to do that. Why? Pretty obvious why. It's not respectful. Right? Everybody's packing out. And then, the one person's left over to leave the Sefer Torah, put away the Sefer Torah. Obviously, that's not right. Rama says, "Mi im enam yotzim rak yachid lesamba." If only one person is leaving, so the Mishnah Berurah, the Rama says, that's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah explains it applies to two or three people also. In other words, so we're talking about a communal disrespect to the Sefer Torah, right? Just the Gabbai will put it back, and everybody leaves. We don't have to, again, like I said before, we already said Uval Tzion. We said that Kedusha, so people want to leave. So now there's an issue of a respect to the Sefer Torah. But if you leave the minyan, Mishnah Berurah says, so then you, if it's just one person, it's not a problem. And Mishnah Berurah points out from the Prima Gun that we're talking about here in a case. Case number two, in other words, where they're putting back the Sefer Torah here in shul. Let's say in the cases we talked about yesterday, where we're taking the Sefer Torah somewhere else, let's say to the Eskovitz's house. So then we have yesterday's halacha, and that is we have to we can't leave until the Sefer Torah is escorted out, which we're going to get to. So there's a separate issue. Machaber picks up. Again, if they're putting it in somewhere else, If there's only, if the shul only has one door, one exit, like right now we have, right? There's only one way in, one way out, right? I mean, okay, you got it. There's basically only one. Srikim lehalis akev achetse asefet Torah v'yechul acharov l'makom shematzniin oso sham. So then what do we got to do? So if we're taking the Sefer Torah somewhere else, for whatever reason, so we have to wait, the tzibur, the shul has to, the people in the shul have to wait till the Sefer Torah goes out, where the way it goes out, and we have to escort it out. Reason is obvious. Honor the Sefer Torah. Let's say you have two doors, two front entrances, or two doors. So So people can leave out of one door, and the Sefer Torah will go out of another door. As long as they escort the Sefer Torah. In other words, they could, if let's say for time reasons or in order to expedite everybody leaving, or for whatever. So everybody knows there's two doors. So if somebody goes out of another, if somebody leaves one door, so there's only one door. But if you have two doors, so then people should assume that if you're going out one door, you're going to get outside to escort the Sefer Torah. And then we have to escort the Sefer Torah. Now, the... Now, the Mishnah Brura says that the custom of escorting the Sefer Torah, we'll get talk to it a little more a little bit later, is based upon the Pasuk, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu, should go after Hashem. So we know what that means, but again, if you take it literally, I mean really literally, so we're going after Hashem, we're walking after the Sefer Torah. So that's where this idea comes from, of escorting the Sefer Torah. When you're putting it in the aron in a shul like we do, so the custom is that even if it's in shul, you're not taking it outside. You're taking it into. So you're supposed to escort the. You see some people do this. Walk. Now, some people bring down that not everybody does this because of a space issue. Imagine, you know, a shul that's very crowded, and everybody's, it'll be like a 405 Wahhaba, right? So, but again, if possible, there's this concept of escorting the Sefer Torah. Mishnah Brura brings down the famous custom, you're probably aware of it, that when they take the Sefer Torah, so they say the Mizmor LaDavid Havel Hashem B'nei Elim, and the Mishnah Brura brings down that we only say that on Shabbos or Yontif. Excuse me, on Shabbos or Yontif that falls on Shabbos. But if it's Yontif, like we just went through, so then the custom is not to say Havel Hashem B'nei Elim, but as you know, it's Mizmor LaDavid Hashem Arasu Mulo, the other kapitel. So the Mishnah Brura brings that down. Back upstairs in the Rama, v'chein al gol yelech achar sefer Torah ad shalifnei ha'aron ve'omet sham ad she'atzira sefer Torah l'mekama. And the custom is that the person went hagva. Also, right, he gives it over to the chazan walks it up. So the guy who went hagva will also escort, walk behind the sefer Torah. V'chein noag v'im ha'magbiya sefer Torah ki hu ikra glila k'moshen ispire. And the Rama finishes with a beautiful custom you see from the Ora Zeruah, so it's a long-standing custom that they used to bring in the kids, and the parents would help the kids to kiss the Sefer Torah. Why? Chinuch, right? That they should be infused with that idea that we kiss the Sefer Torah. Okay, let's just start Kuf Nun just very quickly. A lot to talk about on this. Now we're going into a new area, as you can see, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. Well, it's about a shul, as we call it. So the Machaber says, Kofin b'nei ha'ir zeh azeh livnos Beis HaKnesses. The people of a city or of a town could coerce, could force the other citizens of the town to build a shul. It's a necessary fabric, and you could force people to chip in. And to buy Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. Tomorrow we'll see what that means exactly. The Rama says, "I love someone doing hey im kovin zeh at least kor lahem minyan." And you saw we talked about before, doing hey about okay, let's say you have a building but nobody's coming, right? So you need a minyan. So could we penalize people? Discussed that before. That you got to come. If you don't come, there's consequences. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem tomorrow we'll maybe see. But anyways, we'll discuss next time we get together. We'll discuss this a little further.